Hi, I'm Jaime Salcedo, Audit Manager in Chicago, speaking with Leslie Proust, Senior Auditor in our Springfield, Illinois office. Leslie, your audit team recently led a nationwide review that found that Medicare contractors across the country overpaid millions to providers for the cancer drug Herceptin. Can you give us some background on this review?
Yes, I'd be glad to. Basically, we found that providers were billing Medicare for quantities of cancer drug beyond what they actually administered to the patient. These improper billing practices cost the Medicare program millions of dollars and may have subjected cancer patients to higher co-pays. This review began as a spin-off of an excessive payment review. Over the last several years, we performed these types of reviews at Medicare administrative contractors, commonly known as MACs, with the focus on whether providers billed certain claims appropriately. During one of these reviews, we noticed that providers were continuously overbilling for one particular type of code.
Can you tell us about this code?
Sure. Providers use a particular code to bill for the drug Herceptin. Herceptin is a Medicare-covered drug used to treat breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body. The drug is packaged as a multi-use vial, and this packaging allows for reduced waste of the drug. If a patient does not require the full contents of the multi-use vial, the leftover drug can be safely stored and then administered to that patient or another patient up to 28 days after the first use.
What is a single-use vial?
A single-use vial is designed to be used once. The patient might receive all or just part of a drug contained in the vial. If the patient receives only part of the vial's drug contents, then the leftover amount of the drug is discarded and should not be administered to another patient. Since that discarded drug is unavoidably wasted, Medicare allows providers to bill for the full single-use vial, even if they had to throw some of the drug away.
What about a multi-use vial?
Well, multi-use vials are designed to be safely used for more than one administration, either repeat visits by the same patient or for multiple patients. So providers don't have to waste the leftover drug, rather they should save it to administer to a patient. Because Herceptin is supplied in a multi-use vial, providers should bill Medicare only for the actual dose of Herceptin administered to the patient. Providers should not bill Medicare for a full vial of Herceptin unless the patient actually received a full vial of the drug.
So what were the providers doing incorrectly?
Providers were billing for an entire vial of Herceptin when they were only administering a portion of the drug.
Listeners are probably wondering what the providers were doing with the volume of the Herceptin that was left in the multi-use vial. Do you think that they might have been throwing it away? Or do you think they might have been administered to another patient and perhaps billing Medicare twice for the same vial of Herceptin?
Well, both those two scenarios are quite possible. However, the focus of our review was on whether providers were billing claims appropriately. In either scenario, the providers should only have billed Medicare and the beneficiary for the amount of Herceptin actually administered to the patient and not for the rest of the vial.
How were you able to tell that the providers were billing incorrectly?
We reviewed medical record documentation, like doctor's orders and nurse's notes, and the amount of Herceptin administered. We found that providers were billing for the entire vial instead of what was being administered. This improper billing resulted in an overpayment for the drug. So based on these findings, we decided to embark on a pilot review focused specifically on Herceptin at one particular Medicare administrative contractor.
So what did your pilot review in the Chicago region find?
During our three-year review, we found that 78% of line items for Herceptin were billed incorrectly. Out of almost 4,000 selected line items reviewed, approximately 3,100 were incorrect and included overpayments of approximately $3.8 million.
And how did the providers explain the incorrect billing?
Providers said the incorrect billing was caused by clerical errors or billing systems that could not prevent or detect the incorrect billing. Based on the results of the pilot review, we expanded our review nationwide and performed 18 separate reviews for the billing of Herceptin.
Did other teams find similar results in your pilot review?
Yes, they did. Our nationwide reviews covered all Medicare administrative contractor jurisdictions from 2008 through 2010. We reviewed over 26,000 line items, totaling approximately $69 million. And of the line items we reviewed, 77% were incorrect and included overpayments of more than $24 million.
Wow, 77% is a very high error rate. Are you looking into other types of outpatient services that may have similar kinds of errors?
Yes, We are currently assisting in another nationwide review that focuses on other select drugs using a similar approach as we used in Herceptin reviews. We've already identified about $8 million in recoveries in these two reviews. So participating in these types of reviews will help to develop other audit ideas that may allow us to further reduce waste, recover federal dollars, and educate providers.
Thank you, Leslie, for sharing such important audit work about incorrect billing leading to overpayments with Herceptin.
Thank you, Jaime.